screen. That means gold on it. So, amen, it's time to go. Let's go. Exodus chapter number 12 this morning. Exodus chapter number 12. Many ask how our vacation went. I said, it went good. We come back home. We're still married. Amen. And kids still call us mom and daddy. So, amen. It's a good vacation. We got rid of old George Bush sent us that check. We got rid of that. Amen. In America. We didn't go out some visiting somewhere else. I never could figure that out anyway. Somebody said something the other day about going on vacation to Mexico. And I said, well, the best I can tell on the news, they're all running up here. And we got folks going down there for vacation. I said, if it's so good down there, I don't know why in the world you'd want to come up here. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's just extra there for you this morning. Exodus 12, verse 21. I don't know. God gave this to me a while ago, and I've preached it before. But, man, I tell you, it never gets old, the old story, amen, about the blood of Jesus Christ. I tell you, it never gets old to me. I'm feeling pretty good right now. Exodus chapter number 12, verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in a basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that's in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of this house until the morning. Verse 23, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood, oh glory to God, when he seeth the blood upon the lintel, upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your house and smite you. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, for the blood. God, I'm so thankful, Lord, that you're going to pass over someday because of the blood. Lord, I'm thankful that I applied it to my heart. I'm thankful that I'm saved, that it's through your blood. And God, I pray that each one here today, Lord, that it's real to them. I pray that death is real to them. Lord, I pray that they realize someday they're going to die and that blood better be real. God, just bless them in a mighty way. Lord, help us, Lord, for the ones that just of unconcern, God. I pray right now, wherever they are, I pray there's a burden on their heart that they need to be in church. They need to be hearing this. God, I just pray that if anyone lost here this morning, they'll be saved before they walk out them double doors. Lord, help us in every way. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I mean every word of it, praise God. I hope it gets a hold of them today. I hope that if Brother Kurt ever gets out of church, I hope God won't let me go. I hope he just makes me so miserable, I can't wait to get back. Hey, I'll tell you what, I kind of like going to church, though, a little bit. I was at church last night till 12:30, praise God, or got home at 12:30 and had a good time, amen. You say, well, I usually Saturday nights I don't go anywhere, but when God leads me to, I'm going to go ahead and go preach somewhere. So I was preaching last night. I didn't preach till midnight, but we was there for a little while, but we had a good time and preaching and singing to the Lord. But I want to preach to you this morning a message entitled, It Better Be Real. It better be real. And I'll tell you right now what's wrong today is our world's a world full of fakes. They can make everything look like they want to. Burger King and them can put a picture of a burger, and man, you'll go, whoa, that thing looks good. And you get up there and it's a little old squished down, amen, and ain't really what they're showing you on the picture. This world's full of fakes today. Brother June Rowe's son, that when they was going to do the little military deal down at the cemetery, and they said, well, they don't even play a horn anymore. He said, well, tell them to stay at the house then, amen. He said, I don't want them pushing a button with a little old CD turning. He said, I want the real thing. And I said, thank God, brother, amen. Whether I would have felt that way or not, I still liked it. He said, I want the real deal, amen. And what's wrong today is too many fakes that's grabbing a so-called Bible and standing before congregations. There's too many fakes in our world today. It don't matter where you go, something's a fake. Looks real, but it's not. Folks, I'll tell you one thing. You may have an old fake salvation this morning. You can fake me, man. You can dress up and go to church. You can sit there and amen the preacher. You can sing all the specials you want to. You can have your hair cut above your ears and your dress dragging the ground and go straight to hell. You better make sure it's the real deal you've got. I'm not talking about old fake cheese, amen. That old stuff you're chewing to, and it's about 50% plastic and 50% something else, but it ain't cheese, amen. You get cheese that sticks to the roof of your mouth. Hey, you're getting you some cheese in, amen. I don't like that old fake stuff. I want the real deal. If I'm going to die of a heart attack, I want to make sure it was from some good cheese. It wasn't that old fake junk. Hey, this world's full of a bunch of fakes. But I'll tell you what. If you don't listen to anything else, you listen up. When the destroyer comes through, you better have the real deal inside you. And I can tell you right now, I'm not talking about this halfway stuff or kind of stuff or this little mascara running stuff. I'm talking about something inside your heart. I think as Brother Glenn said on radio this morning, I don't always feel saved. I say that a lot. I don't wake up and feel saved a lot of times. Hey, when you're wore smack dab out and you wake up, man, all of a sudden all the phones start ringing and the world's falling in on you, you don't really feel all that saved. but I still am because the Bible says I am. It's not because Grandma said I was, and it wasn't because my mom tells me that she remembers when I got baptized. It's not those things that get a hold of you. It's these real things right here in verse 21. In verse 21 there, first thing we see is he called Moses, the elders of the Israel, and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill for the Passover. He said, take you out a lamb. Hey, it better be a real lamb, amen. He didn't say go down there and get some kind of little fake. He said, get the real deal. In verse number 5, if you look in 12, verse 5 there, it says, your lamb shall be without blemish. Hey, the first thing about that real lamb is that real lamb better be perfect. Perfect. Hey, if Jesus Christ was like me, hey, we don't have much of a Savior, amen. I have aches and pains. I'm basically a dummy, amen. Amen right there. Hey, I make mistakes. I'm not perfect, and I'm not even close to being perfect, but thank God that lamb that died on the cross for you and I was a perfect lamb. That lamb, it says that neither was sin found in him or neither guile in his mouth. It says that that lamb was without blemish. And boy, let me tell you, we've got our blemishes, don't we? If you don't believe it, go to the doctor and they'll find something wrong with you because we're full of blemishes. We're not perfect. We never will be perfect until God straightens this thing out and we got our glorified body, and then we can brag a little bit about saying, whoa, look at the lamb, it's worthy. We're just a bunch of sinners saved by grace. But I'll tell you right now, as long as we live in this old fleshly body, there's going to be sin, there's going to be blemishes. And if you think some of these guys calling themselves Jesus Christ is the real deal, they're fake, amen. Man, get up and try to preach, and he don't preach about the blood. He don't preach about Jesus Christ. He don't preach about hell. He's a fake, amen. Get out of there. Amen. If that boat ain't floating, get out of there. Go find you a church where somebody's at least preaching about the blood, amen. I'm not scared of it, amen. I kind of like it a little bit. Hey, he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. I believe it. I believe it because the Bible says it. He says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I believe it because the book said it. I believe I'm a sinner. But he said, whosoever calleth the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe that too, amen. Hey, you say you just believe everything. Yes, I do, right between these two pieces of a cow skin here, amen. I believe every word of it. I believe every word of it. I even believe where I wrote my name in it. My name's Kurt Howard. I believe that part too. May not be inspired, but it is my name. You know, we've got to be a perfect lamb. If he hadn't been a perfect lamb, that means we'd have a soul Savior, amen. We might be all right. I don't know what you got a hold of when you got saved. I don't know what you got a hold of. I can tell you what I got a hold of. I got a hold of a real lamb, amen. I got a hold of a perfect lamb. If it wasn't, I wouldn't believe that this was a perfect book. But in verse number 6, though, it says, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Not only did it better be a perfect lamb, listen up, but it better be a raised lamb. He told them to raise that thing, amen. Raise it upright. They took that lamb out there, boy, and they raised that little lamb. And boy, let me tell you something, thank God. Jesus Christ, I must go ahead and proclaim today that he was raised up on a cross, amen. I believe the Bible said, if I, in John 12:32, be lifted up, will draw from this earth, will draw all men unto me. I believe when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, I believe that precious blood that was shed, I believe from the soldiers said, truly this must be the Son of God. I believe from the graves that opened up in the resurrection. I believe every bit of it. And I'll tell you what else I believe. I believe that Jesus Christ still draws men today in 2008. I don't believe that's old-fashioned. If it's old-fashioned, call me old-fashioned, amen. I believe that the blood that run off that cross on Calvary is still as real today as it was then. It's not getting old, not running out. It's still the real blood. It's still a real lamb, amen. And I thank God someday I'm going to see him in heaven and say, worthy is the lamb in the midst, amen. Right there's a lamb who can open the seals, boy. I'd love to be. I just see that picture, old John. Boy, they're all shook up, tears are running, saying, what are we going to do? Nobody's worthy. And he said, right there's one. Just like old John the Baptist said, woo, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, thank God, you may not get a hold of that thing, but I do. I love preaching on it. And it's Moses in John 3:14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Hey, thank God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God. He sent not his Son, the world condemned the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. You know what? If you've not believed and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, you're condemned today to go to hell. H-E-L-L. Hell, amen. Just because you get on TV and put a suit on and stand up there and pop your gums on TBN don't make you real, amen. It's a bunch of fakes. When they won't preach on Jesus Christ, hey, they won't preach on hell and preach on the blood of Jesus, I got a problem with them. You can call them what you want to call them. I call them speakers. Feel-good speakers is what I call it. And you have to pay for a seat to go hear somebody preach. You don't have a preacher. You got a fake. Praise God, I will never charge you. You say, I wouldn't pay a penny to go hear you. Well, praise God, I tell you what, I probably wouldn't even preach to you, amen, if you got that kind of attitude. Amen. You know what? I don't preach just to suit you, and you say, well, we didn't like the way the way you did that today or whatever. I preach for God to be satisfied when I get done. I went in there in that office and spent some time in prayer a while ago, and that's what he wanted me to preach. Well, it don't apply to me. Well, glory to God. Thank God you're perfect. Amen. Come up here and stand while I preach so we got somebody to look to. Amen. Put yourself in Jesus Christ's shoes. That's what you're trying to do. Hey, I'll tell you what else that lamb had to be in verse 6. Not only did it have to be raised, they kept it until the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. It had to be a perfect lamb. It had to be a raised lamb, but it had to be a killed lamb. That lamb had to die as a sacrifice. You can't have a sacrifice without there being a shedding of blood, amen, according to Hebrews 9:20. Hey, there had to be a shedding of blood for remission of sins, amen. It didn't say fill up a pot full of water, amen, and get in it. It said there had to be some blood. It didn't say anything about washing any lambs. It said the blood. Hey, the blood's what does the washing. But it had to be a killed lamb. That lamb had to die because for sacrifice for you and I. And in Luke 24, and I'm going to turn there because I can't quote this off my head. Luke 24. I don't have much mind left anyway because I gave it to everybody this week, amen. Gave them a piece of my mind down there in Gatlinburg, boy. I didn't lose my salvation. I didn't even cuss all week, amen. Luke 24. You say, well, if you think it, you might as well say it. It's what that lady told me at the time in the hospital. I said, no, ma'am, you're wrong. Amen. Don't do that. Luke 24, 7 says, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified on the third day, raise again. He had to die. It said he had to be delivered into sinful men's hands and that he had to be crucified and rose from the grave on the third day. And that's what it said about my Savior, amen. He was the killed lamb is exactly what he was. Excuse me and God bless. Amen. Amen. He was a killed lamb and he had to die for us. That blood had to be shed. And let me tell you something. When you massacre something, when you slaughter something, it's bloody. You may not like that, but I'll tell you what it is. There ain't no other way to put that thing. Oh, John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God. I can't even imagine sitting there one day preaching, look up, and Jesus Christ just happens to walk by and say, right there, amen, take that, amen. You want a good illustration for preaching? Right there it is when Jesus comes walking by. Thank God. It had to be a real lamb according to Scriptures. But in verse number 22, not only a real lamb, but it had to be real blood. In verse 22, and ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that's in the basin. He didn't say go down Walmart and get you a little bottle of fake blood or run down Golden Grotto and get you a bottle of that stage blood and pour in a basin since it makes you, I just nearly pass out when they kill them lambs and the blood comes out. Well, praise the Lord. I'll tell you what he said, get real blood. He said, get the blood from a lamb without blemish. And let me tell you something, what saved me from hell? Amen. It's the blood of Jesus Christ because it's real blood. You say you really believe that? I really believe it. When he stuck that spear in his side, I really believe blood come out on the ground. I really believe when they drove them nails in his hands and in his feet, I believe it's that real precious blood, as Peter calls it, that precious blood of Jesus Christ. I believe every bit of it. The blood of the lamb. Hebrews 10:4 says, for it's impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away the sins. You can kill all the bulls and goats and everything you want to, but it'll never take away the sins of the world. It's going to take the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, to save you from hell. And it's only His blood and not your blood, not your family's blood, not any other blood. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. These guys run around today and think if you'll trust in me and do this and do that. No, you're wrong. You better trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In whom, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins through His blood. You better get a hold of that. They want to take it out of your Bible today for some reason. I don't have a problem with that because I believe it's through His blood. See, I guess I'm old-fashioned and raised a long time ago, and maybe I'm not going to apologize for my raising, but you know, you may say, well, you're just old-fashioned in that blood, and we've outgrown that. I'll tell you what, when they outgrow that, they don't have church anymore. They've got them a little get-together, and they don't pray anymore anyway, so they might as well. Hey, I told somebody the other day, I said, thank God they are taking Baptists off their names. Thank God, amen. If you're going to run around and not talk about blood and you're scared of that, if you're a little scared of the blood, you might as well take it all off your name. Take church off there, too. Hey, I tell you what. He said, if we build up on this rock, which is Jesus Christ, that means the one that shed the blood for us, y'all getting this? And since he shed the blood for us, if we build our house upon this rock, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. And that's why I believe that blood still is included in that package, amen? Oh, I'm not scared of it. It's real blood. Well, we'll run down there at the Quick Mart and get us a lottery ticket, some smokes, and a little package of blood for the Passover tonight. That's about how silly. That old boy, me, Brother Randall, we both just got mad about it. I guess we was watching the same thing, old boy, in Missouri there, and boy, he won the lottery, and he said, well, how did he say it? God answered prayer or something like that. Blessing from God. Blessing from God. I don't know if it's God's blessing that you go to a liquor store and get you a lottery ticket, sir, and oh, yeah. He didn't say one thing about tithing on that, did he? Amen. If we're going to be so spiritual on TV, won't we just be spiritual all the way? Old backsliding rascal in a Quick Mark getting him a 40-ounce or a Budweiser. Just happened to grab him a little scratch-off lotto ticket, amen. Well, our schools would be so much better. You run God out of your schools would be a lot better if you bring God back to them. Amen. Amen right there, somebody. Nod your heads, praise God, or something. Amen. Chomp your teeth. Gnash your teeth or do something. Glory to God. Show me them, even if you're growling. Real blood. I'm not scared of that thing. You know what? It must be his own and no other. No fake blood. I used to take that fake blood. I guess I'm going to story for just a moment. That'll be all right because some of y'all can take you a little nap or wake up, whichever. But we used to take that old fake stage blood up at our gas station we had, and we'd pour that stuff all over ourselves all the time. And there's one old boy there, and I don't know if we put him in the grave, but we drove him crazy. He'd come in there, and we'd take that stage blood, and me and my brother would act like we'd get in a fight every day. And Daddy'd go to supper, and boy, we'd have it was playtime. And that old boy'd come in there, and me and my brother start mouthing. Boy, I'm fixing to bust your mouth. Why, you ain't going to do nothing. Boy, we'd go at it. After all, we'd slip back in there in the bathroom and fill our mouth full of that. I mean, is that real? Look real. And get a mouthful of that, boy, walk out and pop off. Boy, he'd pop. Boy, all of a sudden, blood run out, and I'd go, boy, that old boy'd go, man, you're bleeding. I'd go, I'm fixing to get a tool. I get a tire tool. And man, I'd run in there and hit him, and he'd go like this, and he'd go, ah! Oh! He'd daze around. Finally, one day it got so escalated that I got in there and I said, I've had it. I'm fixing to kill him. He said, you're kidding. I said, no. I got that pellet gun, pumped her up 10 times. I didn't put a pellet in it. But I didn't tell him that. And my brother's come out of the bathroom. I got between the Coke machine, in which I pointed up the ceiling, but he didn't know that. Went, pow! Greg goes, ah! And he laid down on the ground, and blood was in his hand, and old boy said, he said, oh, my goodness, you hit him. You hit him. I said, I sure did. I hope he dies. Oh, man. Well, we got us a pellet when he wasn't looking and squeezed that thing flat and put blood all over it. And Greg said, please get this out of my arm, please. And I said, I shouldn't pull that out. I hope you get. And oh, Allison said, he said, that's going to get infected. You better get to the doctor. And I said, ah, heck with the doctor. Well, I pulled that pellet out, boiled that blood all over it, and threw her down on the table, and it went chink. And he goes, you got it out. And there was that pellet with all that blood all over it. Old Greg, boy, blood running down his arm. And he was fixing to go home and eat anyway. That old boy told him, he said, you better get to the doctor because you're fixing to get bad infected with that thing. He said, I'm tough enough. He just wiped that old blood. Oh, that old boy thought we was the toughest. Every time my daddy'd leave, he said, don't leave me here with them. They fight like bulls, boy. He said, don't leave me here with them. But you know what had him fooled? It wasn't all the slanging and the talking and talking the big talk. It was that old fake blood had him really bleed. We couldn't have made that show work without some old fake blood. But it looked real. And he really today, praise the Lord, when the day before he died, he still believed. He'd go down to the grocery store and he said, them boys fight all the time up there. He said, I got to get out of there. He said, they're like bulls. I can't break them up. And you know what the real deal is? We never shed one drop of blood. It was all a bunch of fake. All a bunch of fake. But that old boy believed every bit of it. You know what's going on today a lot? Oh, fake. Fake blood. I'm not going to sit here and judge people and say, well, that preacher's a fake or that person's a fake. I'm not going to do that. You take your Bible and line them up with that thing, and if they don't line up with that, they're fake. Amen? Right. If you pass a plate more than you say, turn to Scripture, you're fake. Amen? Yeah. I'm still right there in the middle of that thing. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. All my sins have been forgiven because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It cleansed me, amen. I've been changed because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Not that old fake blood either. You know, they said when those Levitical priests went in there to the mercy seat and all that, that man guy told me this one day, and he's lost as a ball in tall grass. I didn't know it then. But went in there, and he said, you know what they said when they went in there and a Levitical priest? And I said, no, what'd they say? He said they didn't say nothing because they let the blood do the talking. Amen? Hey, you can get up and pop your gums, your little testimony, and oh, God, just, you know, that day that preacher told me what to pray, and you're going, Lord, help, amen. It didn't say anything about a preacher connecting up with you and sitting there and holding hands and praying for you, amen, saving you. I tell you what saves you is the blood of Jesus Christ. Plead the blood, amen. Try that for a size. But you know what? Verse 22, listen to this. It said, take a bunch of hyssop and dip it into the blood that's in the basin and strike it on the lintel and the two side posts with the blood. You know what? Not only you got to be a real lamb and a real blood, but here's a good part, brother. It takes real application. I'm talking about it has to be a real application, not a fake application. You can go in there, boy, like I said, with the mascara running down your face. You can cry. You can get saved 50 times or think you're saved 50 times. But, brother, you better apply the blood just like he said. Dip it in the basin, put it on the lintel and on the two side posts, and you're going to be all right then. I wonder how many of them sat in their houses that night and said, Daddy, did you get it right? Did you put the blood where it's supposed to be? And he said, yeah, I did it just like God said to do it. That's when you got to settle back down and say, well, let's go ahead and eat supper then. But how many we got today set in churches every Sunday, and they sit there and, boy, they get real nervous. Hey, when the preaching gets on, and you start talking about the blood, you start talking about that application, not popping your gums, but really being saved and having a relationship with Jesus Christ. When does that make you nervous? If you're nervous, you need to get you the full meal deal, amen. Dip her in there and put it on your heart. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses away our sins.
Amen.
Well, I've done, yeah, you're holding on to something else. My wife held on to some stuff that she'd say, well, I did this. I said, honey, don't you start trying to drag me down into being lost, amen. That's your problem you got to work out. I wasn't being rude. I was just being honest. Brother Nolan, if you're lost, it's your problem. I love you, won't you say, but it's still your problem. You got to work it out. Make sure it's a real application. If some of y'all's nervous today and you say, well, I think I prayed a prayer. I don't know what I prayed that day. I really don't. But I'll tell you one thing I did do. I had a humble heart. I had a heart that went to the Lord and said, I know one thing. I can't do it. It's going to take a Savior. And I found the right one, amen. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus Christ. I'm feeling pretty good about this. You know why? Because I don't think there's much time left. And he may come back this week. And ain't some of you sit there on a pew and nod your heads and pop your teeth together and smile and laugh and have a good time or cry or get mad or whatever. But I'm telling you right now, you better make sure the day that they lay you to rest that you've got that thing settled, amen. Forever settled. It's forever settled in heaven. I'm saved, amen. I'm tired of people acting like they're not. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. If you're saved, you need to put a smile on your face. I was wanting to preach on that today, and God didn't let me. I was going to preach on letting your light shine. Brother Stan got up and sang two songs about it, and I said, whoa, that's a message God wanted me to preach. And all of a sudden, I got real convicted. I know, man, you know, and God just laid this message on my heart. Went in there in the office and prayed about it, and I thought, well, I feel pretty good about it. Folks, say somebody don't have real application here today. You say, well, I'm bored. Well, if you're bored with this, you'd really be in trouble some places, I'll just tell you right now, amen. We'll pass the plate around for you then, amen. Well, I'd pay $12 to go hear some people preach or whatever. I wouldn't pay a penny to hear anybody preach. Amen? It's free. Free. Real application. Many shall say, Matthew 7, many shall say unto me, Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy thy name? Did we not cast out devils in thy name? Did we not do many wonderful works in thy name? And Lord, we was faithful down there at the Baptist church. He's going to look and say, depart from me. I never knew you. Well, our name was on a roll. I never knew you. I don't have that roll up here. I got a different roll up here. I don't have a secretary either. I take care of myself. I don't have a business meeting. I don't talk to everybody, all the angels, and see what they think. When you apply the blood and you do the, when you get the real lamb and when you get the real blood, bless God, honey, I'm feeling good. When you get the real blood and you get the real lamb and the real application, you don't have a thing in the world to worry about but go to bed at night. Hey, I'll tell you what, Brother Ricky, it may get dry, it may get wet this summer. And I used to worry about that stuff some, but if you got the blood applied like I know you do, you don't have a thing to worry about at night and you go to bed. Well, what about gas price? Well, I ain't really worried about gas price. What about the lost people in here today?
Yes,
What about the people that's been a fake all their life? What about them? Amen. Amen. I tell you what, thank God that I know that Daddy didn't put it on the doorpost for me. I did it myself. Amen. I swiped her just like God said. Whosoever calleth the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, I don't get nervous with them sermons anymore. I used to get a little bit nervous when I was so backslid. You live in enough sin, you'll get old backslid, get nervous about it then. The devil will give you security when you're lost. Yes, sir. Nod your heads and say amen right there. He will. He'll make a lost person think they're saved. And he'll take a saved person and make them think they're lost. Boy, everybody in here is going, boy, I'm getting nervous about this. I wish he'd quit that message. I wish he'd preach on that light of the world. We'll preach on that this little light tonight, amen, if that's all right. But right now, I'm preaching on being saved, making sure it's a real lamb. Real, real, real. It's the real deal, amen. I ain't worried about no St. Peter sitting at the pearly gates. I want to see Jesus, amen. I don't care about all the angels and Abraham and all that other bunch. Hey, they're saved just like me. Abraham is. We'll all get up there together. Maybe we'll have us a hee-haw. If it's quiet in heaven, I'll just repent when I get there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll just repent because I think it's going to be some stomping around. I think they're going to say hallelujah according to Matthew 9, or according to Revelation 19. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. You ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing yet. Best day we had here, best day we've ever had in church. Ain't even close to the day we're going to have up there. Well, I just wish it. Boy, I do too. I just wish we all could get that excited about it. I'll tell you one thing about it, though. I ain't fake about it. I'm giving you Bible straight from God's Word. Well, an old fake, I could put on a military uniform and walk in. I had a lady stop me one day at a church, and she goes, excuse me. She said, are you a policeman? I think I know you. Are you a policeman or something? I go, oh, kind of. I'm a preacher. Kind of the same thing. You deal with hardened criminals and stuff, amen, every Sunday. Amen. Some of y'all thought that's funny. Some of y'all just way out there. But all I could figure was, and she, I don't know if it was my haircut or something, and kind of had that military look or something, but, if I put me a little badge on, that's all it'd take. People say, well, he must be a cop. Just one little old bitty, I can stick him on my belt. He must be a cop. Well, that don't make me no cop because I got a little badge. Amen. You can impersonate anybody you want to by changing even the clothes you got on. You can't fake God, though. The old master jeweler, when they put that thing in their eye, it don't matter. My wife's ring, y'all probably think that thing is a $1 million ring. Hey, man, the one I bought her when we got married. Come on, somebody help me. Somebody thinks that. Brother Ron, don't you figure that's a $1 million ring? Praise God. He's thought that all along. It's not. I'll just tell you. Hey, man, I told you I was born poor and still got about every bit of it. Amen. But you can take a ring, and it can fool me, because when that girl showed me all them rings, I went, just get one. They all look the same to me. She said, well, here's the price tags. I said, well, get that one then. It's the cheapest one. And she goes, yeah, but that other one's a better cut. And I went, better cut? We got it, and it was still cheap, but it took me at least 6 quarters to get that out of there by the machine, boy. Huh? No, we didn't. Praise God. We need some counseling, Brother Wesley. I'm going to sit down and let her preach a while. Come on, Paula White. Preach, sister. Well, anyway, if we had got that better cut, amen. Boy, these guys they're getting down their seats now. Did anybody in here buy the more expensive ring? Amen. Amen. I got this ring better, didn't I? That's what it was. Yeah, this band. I forgot about that. I'm glad she's here today. Amen. But you can take them cuts and you can fool me. Seriously, we can fool you. What do they call that? Dominique and all that stuff like that. And it's just, some of it's just fake. But old master jeweler puts that thing in his eye and looks at it and he goes, that's fake. Amen. You want to buy something, you think, well, that sounds like a good deal. You take it to master jeweler and he puts that little thing, eyepiece in there and he looks at it and he goes, that ain't real. That ain't really what they're telling you it is. You know why? Because it's a fake. And when you get to, hey, when the judgment day comes, the master jeweler's going to look down at you, and he's not going to look in old flesh and say, boy, you was faithful at church. Boy, you opened doors for ladies. You was a Cub Scout. Glory to God, you gave to the poor. He's going to look at your heart, your soul. And if it's covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, you're in. You're in the deal, amen. You say, well, how do you know that? Because the Bible teaches it, amen. You better make sure you got her nailed down. Well, I've never joined this church yet. God's not looking at that part. I think it's a good thing. It's good family to be a part of, amen. I'm proud I'm part of this family. That's why I joined up with this thing, because it's good family. It's a good family to be in. Oh, fake, though. You put that thing in your eye, boy, and look at it and say, that's a fake. God's going to look you over someday. He knows whether or not you're a fake. Looks like real blood, but it's not. Hey, I tell you what, though. Old religion, old Nicodemus, he was religious, wasn't he? Religion ain't going to get you there. Nicodemus was a religious man, is what it said. And Jesus looked him square in the eyes, hey, without a drop of sweat, and said, hey, except ye be born again, ye cannot see the kingdom of God. You got to be born again. Born again, that means you're born in the wrong family, amen. Jesus Christ died on the cross. You must be born again. Must be. Listen to this. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love the Lord and you're saved, keep his commandments. That's what he said. He said, how many in here today would say, I love the Lord. I love Jesus. He'd look at you and say, well, keep my commandments. He commands us to do some things that our flesh don't like doing at all. But he loves us. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's hard, ain't it? Because I love the Lord. And it's hard for me to keep his commandments. I've done lied today in the pulpit or near close to the pulpit. God help me. Verse 13 over there. I want you just one thing here. Verse 13, we're landing this. It says, and the blood shall be unto you for a token unto the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass, I will pass, I will pass, I will pass over you. I wanted y'all to get that. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. He says, I'm going to turn that old destroyer loose. But when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Folks, that night in Egypt was a night that I guarantee you even them old heathens will never forget. Because that, after all them signs that Moses from God through Moses, they wouldn't believe it. Oh, I ain't going to believe some old big mouth preacher. He don't know everything and blah, blah, blah. And that Bible's got problems anyway. When that death angel, that destroyer passed through that night, you could hear those screams. I bet you those that was right that had put the blood where it's supposed to go, that bunch, I bet you those Israelites heard that and probably felt sorry for them and had compassion and said, boy, I just wish they would have done what, just listened to God. Oh, my baby, my firstborn. You take your little old baby, amen. You take your firstborn and you watch them die. That gets your attention then. I bet mom and daddy thought we're real smart. We sit around now and we believe some stinking old Pharaoh when we should have been believing in Jesus Christ. We should have believed what God said. You look at them Israelites. Look at us. We're silly. We're just a bunch of idiots. We should have listened to them. We should have listened to Moses when he threw that rod down, turned to a snake. I should have said, there's something to this man. There's something to him. And now they tell, all they did was went out there and went pop from a little old lamb and wiped it on their doors and they're not screaming. Folks, someday it's fixing to happen. And I don't know if you're ready or not, but the Bible says to watch. And I believe we need to be watching and say, I tell you what, it's fixing, this thing's fixing to wind up, buddy. It's fixing to blow up like a lump springs in a lawnmower. Boing! I'm telling you folks, it's fixing to happen. And you better make sure everybody sitting around you today, you look around yourself good and make sure everybody's right with God and got the real blood, got the real lamb, and applied it in the right way. I'm talking about real application. I don't care what the price of gas is. That don't have one thing to do with our invitation we're fixing to have. Your soul is what you better search. God bless your soul. You better. That's right, Brother Jamie. God bless your soul. You better make sure you're right. Well, I hope them prisoners get saved. I hope our church members get saved. Maybe we need to take some of y'all down to jail. They get them saved down there. Amen? They do. Folks get saved down there. You know why? They're not fixing to walk out some double doors and go to the house. Cram their face full of preacher steaks. Amen? That's hot dogs, in case you're wondering. It's a token outside your window. You might fool others, but you ain't going to fool the real deal. It might seem real to you, but when that death angel comes through, that token outside your window, you know what mine says? Born again. Blood washed. Saved. Washed in the blood. There ain't going to be some sign hanging outside my window saying that I was a Baptist. I am Baptist all the way through. Praise God. I mean from toenail to the top of my head to my gray hair. But you know what? That ain't what's going to get me there. It's that token hanging out there with the blood of Jesus on it. It was applied in the right way. You say, what's that? I'll just give you a real good... I know you get saved standing up, standing ever how you want to stand or sitting down or whatever. But I'll give you a real good way to get that application today. That's fall flat on your face up here in this altar and say, Lord, I'm a sinner and I need me a Savior today. Amen? I think that'll still get it done today. I think that'd be good for all. You know what? You say, well, I'm saved. I've done got the blood applied. It wouldn't hurt for you to pray for your neighbor over there that's just getting ready to do some screaming because they're fixing to lose some. You better make sure you're right with God. Folks, I have a real burden for it. Old Mark McGahey said this in closing. He said one time he preached up at a church, and I don't remember if it was Michigan or where he said he was at, and the guy was dying with cancer. Had it bad. Said he was hurting so bad they couldn't stop the pain hardly. And the guy couldn't even go to church and said he never missed church. And they said he's sitting at the house, and he said, I'm going to church tonight at that revival. And they said, man, you sure? He said, I'm going. Y'all load me up, carry me in there, I'm going to that revival. And they said he got in there and got sitting there doing preaching, and said he got up and walked across the front of that church and weak and dying of terminal illness. And they said he was pointing down and saying, it better be real. It better be real. It better be real. You take somebody that's got just a few days left in their life on this old earth telling you that, that gives you some goosebumps, don't it? It makes you think that guy right there has got something in his heart and he's trying to tell us something. It better be real. Do it just like he said to do it. Brother Kirk can tell you a lot of different, you know, I can give you some real good ideas or something, but it's just my ideas. God gave us a plan. He didn't leave us hanging. He gave us a plan. What are you going to do with it this morning? Are you going to apply the blood in the way that God intends for you to apply the blood? Or are you going to resist the blood? You've got two choices this morning. There's a wide gate and there's a narrow gate. Take your choice. Just because it looks popular don't always mean it's a good thing. Let's stand this morning if we have an invitation.